Some science courses are created for non-scientists. You've probably heard of classes referred to as Rocks for Jocks or Physics for Poets. Well, this summer, San Jose State University is offering a new class. It's called Physics for Cartoonists. It's paid for by a $200,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. Lonnie Shabelson reports on how animation students are learning the physics of falling, punching, and running into walls.
What is it that makes Looney Tunes loony? When Roadrunner lures Wile E. Coyote at seemingly supersonic speed off the edge of a cliff, what makes it funny is that the coyote freezes in midair, looks down, and realizes there's no cliff under him anymore. Then, he rockets straight down into the ground. But according to the rules of physics, Wile E. Coyote can't freeze in midair before falling, or fall straight down. When a real coyote speeds off a cliff, he falls immediately, and in an arc. Even though Roadrunner often breaks the laws of physics, it's the favorite cartoon of physicist Alejandro Garcia. He's teaching this class, the physics of animation, for cartooning students.
It's the first time we're doing one of these classes. So
he tells them about Newton's law of inertia, which means that with a similar applied force, big things move more slowly than smaller things. But for this class, Garcia illustrates Newton's law with a cartoon dog.
The little dog is going to go, and then the big dog's dum, 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 dum.
If a cartoonist follows the law of inertia in her drawings, a giant's legs must move slower than the legs of a fast-running little boy, which leads to a cartooning dilemma.
Well, if the giants have this slower motion, are you able to outrun a giant? And the answer is no. Because if the giant is 25 times your height, then each step that the giant takes 5 times longer. It is slower, indeed, in terms of the amount of time per step, but those steps are real long.
But why teach physics to cartoonists? The whole point of cartoons is to leave reality behind. Animals talk.
Just to keep those lame-brained humans from trying to stop us.
And sing.
Watch out, 'cause here we come.
Superheroes survive lightning strikes. And pandas do kung fu. Why should a talking, flying pig obey the laws of physics?
You have to know what the rules are in order to break them to advance the story successfully and keep the audience believing in what they're seeing on screen.
Illustrator Courtney Graner co-directs the animation program at San Jose State. He points out that if a tiny bird punches an enormous reptilian monster and the monster is knocked off his feet, it means that's one strong superbird. If he's just any old bird in the story, the animator should stick to the laws of physics, and the monster wouldn't budge.
Our feet are grounded on the planet because of gravity. This is our reality.
Physicist Garcia agrees that cartoons must have an anchor in reality. That's why cartoonists should learn physics. But in the end, he says, what works is what makes the story better.
We never have told these students, oh, no, that animation's wrong. This should be moving in this fashion.
The physicist says that when a cartoonist makes a deliberate, thoughtful choice to turn the rules of physics on and off to make the perfect story.
Well, that's just genius.
For NPR News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.
We asked a favor of Professor Garcia to evaluate the physics in the new film, The Incredible Hulk. You can watch a video of his assessment at npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.